The main reason for this text is because Philip is mentioned, and it's the feast of Philip and James. And that's the main reason for the Acts text, was that it mentions James, these two apostles. But it's a very precious text. He who has seen me has seen the Father. What can that possibly mean? I think this is the kind of a text that the Holy Spirit has here for us to provoke us. If I want to see the Father, then I really have to see Jesus. And if I want to see Jesus, I have to start obeying him, paying attention to him, praying to him, be with him, and listen. Remember, if anybody has my words and keeps them, he says, a few verses later on in the same chapter. That I will love that one, and I will show myself to that one. That's a promise. We went through that when we had it about a week ago. So the way to know the Father is to obey what the Lord is telling us, minute by minute, hour by hour, whatever. Because that's, you see, to have his commandments, we know the big ones, you know, the Ten Commandments and love one another and all that stuff. We don't do them very well, but we know them. But what about these daily impulses? These daily, because that's how he brings us to a place of revelation. And when you are in a place of revelation, you see the Father. You get to know the Father. And that will calm. You know at that moment that there's nothing else. There's nothing behind the Father. That's it. And he's beautiful. Totally trustworthy. Never angry. That's what he's saying. So what's this text is urging us to do? To remember our Lord's instructions and how we get to the place of revelation. By obeying him, then he can bring us there. And when he shows himself to us, we see the Father as well. Because he is the revelation of the Father. This is how the church gets us ready for Pentecost. You see? Who performs all this work in us? Who has us yield to the word of Jesus? Obey it so that he loves us and shows himself to us. And in showing himself to us, you see, begins already. He who sees me sees the Father. There's a lot of books on spirituality. I mean, and I'm sure they're all great. But there's nothing like the gospel to understand the spiritual life. And here's a beautiful example. The words I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. We go from words to works. If you can't believe me, at least believe my works. It's a marvelous invitation. Now, I think you know I'm leaving as quickly as I can after Mass and breakfast to get the plane for Florida to visit Kevin Scallon and Breege McKenna. I'll be back Tuesday afternoon. The priests over in St. John Neumann are going to cover the masses. So there'll be a mass tomorrow. I think it's Father Lahoud. And there'll be a mass Monday and Tuesday. All right, let's stand and pray.